Welcome to An Artist Journey, the podcast about creating and thriving as an artist. I'm your host, Malcolm Dewey, a full-time artist, and I'm living the artist's life. So let's begin. Welcome to a new episode of An Artist's Journey. In this episode, I'm going to introduce you to my book, The Art of Content Marketing, a visual content marketing system for creatives. I'm going to read to you from chapter one of the book, and hopefully you get a nice introduction to the book and what it's about. So here goes. Introduction. Why content marketing for creatives? One day I was busy drawing a cartoon at home. I was about 6 years old at the time. My mother was having tea with a friend who happened to look over at my drawing. My mom's friend was impressed with my efforts and suggested that I go to art school in the afternoons. She made quite a fuss about it, but I was stubborn about one thing. No way was I going to spend more time at school, even if it was an art class. I did enjoy the attention, though. People were amused by my drawings, and it gave my ego a boost. A big part of my free time went into drawing. A sketchbook and pencils were my constant companions. This was back in the early 70s, with no television in our country yet. Being an only child, I had plenty of time to focus on creating. Anyway, fast forward to high school and career selections. Oh boy, I was not interested in maths. Trades were not my thing either. Back then, careers were either trades, sales, or a traditional profession. Art was a quick trip to drugs and starvation. It was a conservative time. I was determined to investigate a career in art, but career advisors steered me away from fine art, unless I wanted to be a teacher, of course. Nope. The best offer seemed to be textile design and fashion design. I could not see that happening either. I took up book learning instead. This meant law school. So it was that I graduated after 5 years of university as an attorney. Yes, I did take the safe option, but my time would come. My first content marketing experience in the art world. I still painted at every opportunity. I was identified by my varsity mates as the artist. If someone needed a drawing done, a logo designed, or even a residence t-shirt design, they would ask me. Sometime during this early period, I listened to a radio interview with a popular local artist. Turns out this artist was also an attorney and had left the profession to pursue fine art full time. I was floored by this. Wow! How did he make ends meet? Give up law for art? I think a seed of possibility was planted there and then. A few years later, during the early 1990s, my wife and I visited the famous Grahamstown Arts Fest. One of the art exhibitions was by a local artist called Dale Elliott. This artist was also a former attorney who had packed it in for full-time painting. I'm convinced it was the same artist I heard in that interview. We purchased a large print, which was all we could afford at the time. I still have that print in my studio. I did not appreciate it then, but that radio interview I listened to and the poster that we purchased were all forms of content marketing, all pre-internet, of course. Going pro. Fast forward about 20 years. With my wife's encouragement, I decided to take on the professional painting challenge. Although my paintings were popular, I was only selling at markets and a few online at low prices. I had an idea in my head that I could only justify going pro if I could also make a respectable living as an artist. Fair or not, I had some mental baggage and I did not want to look like a hobby artist out of his depth. In about 5 years, I turned the corner and I can say that I am on a solid professional base as an artist. I tried many things in the marketing line and worked hard at improving my painting. What was the key to making a success? Did a top gallery approach me with a great deal? Did a wealthy collector undertake to sponsor my career? Nope. None of the traditional ideas for fine art success. Times had changed. We were also in the middle of a worldwide economic collapse. The keys to my change in fortune was taking responsibility for my business career and content marketing. You see, the problem for us artists is that we are raised to think that others will make our careers. If you want to write for a living, then a publisher will have to give you permission to succeed. If you want to paint, then an influential gallery, a museum, or a state-sponsored grant would be the ticket to wealth. Photographers need a prominent magazine or fashion house contract. These rationalizations will keep you stuck forever. Any of those traditional routes can mean success for a few, but for the rest of us, day jobs and art on the weekends will be the likeliest outcome. Now, I know that I am generalizing to a degree to make a point, but that was the world I faced in the 80s and 90s. In the new millennium, things started to loosen up with the internet. However, only from about 2005 did the writing appear on the wall, thanks to Facebook and other social channels. Sorry about the little wall pun. Then the rise of blogging, email, and the masses of apps and mobile. Suddenly, creative people can take charge of their careers and make things happen without deferring to gatekeepers. The problem? Those limitations I spoke of still have a hold on many artists. Consequently, far too many artists sell themselves short when it comes to marketing. These artists suffer financially and start to doubt themselves. Others make a small living and wait for their big break. Someone will notice them, and their career will take off. Maybe Oprah or some other movie star will endorse them. Is that a plan? Some believe that social media will make all the difference. Yes, social media is vibrant fun, and it can be exciting when a post goes viral. But on its own, it is like collecting water with your hands. It all spills away. There is so much more to pick up, but sadly, it spills away again. Frustrating. Social media is not content marketing. Putting up posts on these channels is not of itself enough. Waiting to win the social lotto is not a plan for success. To take advantage of the opportunities that the internet provides requires a plan. Often creatives shy away from words like strategy, planning, mission statement, and so on. I was guilty of that in the past. Not anymore. I want to show you why strategy can make a difference in your business too. More on that in part one. This book will take you along the creative process where excellent content is brought to life, shared and measured. Your content will bring your business out of the shadow and into the forefront where it deserves to be. The beauty of it all is that content marketing is not ephemeral. It is a long-term system that will support your goals for years to come. Let's get started. Well, I hope you enjoyed that introduction as read to you by yours truly. And if you're interested in the book, The Art of Content Marketing, you can find it on Amazon. You can also find it at other major retailers. Check it out on my website as well. You can purchase the various formats, Mobi, EPUB, and PDF. And you might find it useful from a creative person or an artist's point of view and how to use content marketing effectively to grow your creative career. If you enjoyed this episode, please like and share, and I will see you soon in the next episode. Cheers for now.